this is what they should say. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 236. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. I'm so glad you're here today. If you're new, welcome. Corey, I'm looking at you. If you've been with me for a while, I'm so glad you're back. Our reading today is Numbers 6 through 10. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, how good you are to us. Thank you for remembering us. Thank you for giving us your word and thus making a way for us to know you. Thank you that you know each one of us by name. Thank you that you're not an impersonal God. Thank you that you want us to love you and be with you throughout eternity. Thank you that you made a way for that to happen despite our weak natures. Thank you for your Son. Thank you for giving us the gift of faith. Thank you for being the author and finisher of our faith. As we read your word today, help us to understand and apply what we read to our lives. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we begin? Numbers chapter 6. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites this. If there are people, men or women, who want to make a vow dedicating themselves to the Lord as Nazarites for a time, this is what they must do. They must stay away from wine or other strong drink. They must not drink vinegar that is made from wine or from other strong drink. They must not drink grape juice or eat grapes or raisins. During that special time of dedication, they must not eat anything that comes from grapes. They must not even eat the seeds or the skins from grapes. The whole time of their Nazarite vow, they must not cut their hair. They must be holy until this time of special dedication to the Lord is ended. They must let their hair grow long. If you have taken the Nazarite vow, you must not go near someone who is dying during that special time of dedication. You have given yourself fully to the Lord, so you must not let yourself become unclean like this, even for your own father or mother, brother or sister, when they die. This is because you have the hair that you dedicated to God on your head. It is holy because you have given yourself fully to the Lord for the full time of that dedication. So if you are with someone when they suddenly die, you will be unclean, and you will have to shave the hair from your head. You must do that on the seventh day of your purification ceremony when you are made clean. Then on the eighth day, you must bring two doves or two young pigeons and give them to the priest at the entrance of the meeting tent. Then the priest will offer one bird as a sin offering and the other one as a burnt offering. The burnt offering will be a payment for the sin of touching a dead body during your special time of dedication. Then you must again promise to give the hair on your head as a gift to God. This means you must again give yourself to the Lord for another time of dedication. You must bring a one-year-old male lamb to offer as a guilt offering. You must start over from the beginning with a new time of dedication because you touched a dead body during your first time of dedication. After their time of dedication is ended, Nazarites must go to the entrance of the meeting tent and give their offering to the Lord. Their offering must be a one-year-old male lamb that has nothing wrong with it for a burnt offering, a one-year-old female lamb that has nothing wrong with it for a sin offering, one ram that has nothing wrong with it for a fellowship offering, a basket of bread made without yeast, bread made with fine flour mixed with oil, and wafers with oil spread on top, and the grain offerings and drink offerings that are part of these gifts. The priest will give these things to the Lord, and then the priest will make the sin offering and the burnt offering. He will give the basket of bread without yeast to the Lord. Then he will kill the ram as a fellowship offering to the Lord. He will give it to the Lord with the grain offering and the drink offering. The Nazarites must go to the entrance of the meeting tent. There they must shave off the hair that they grew as a dedication to the Lord. That hair will be put in the fire that is burning under the sacrifice of the fellowship offering. After the Nazarites have cut off their hair, the priest will give them a boiled shoulder from the ram and a large and a small cake from the basket. Both of these cakes are made without yeast. Then the priest will lift these things up to show that they were presented before the Lord. These things are holy and belong to the priest. Also, the ram's breast and thigh that were lifted up and presented belong to the priest. After that, the Nazarites can drink wine. These are the rules for those who decide to make the Nazarite vow. They must give all these gifts to the Lord, but they might be able to give much more. If they promise to do more, they must keep their promise. But they must give at least all the things listed in these rules for the Nazarite vow. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons that when they bless the Israelites, this is what they should say. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord smile down on you and show you his kindness. May the Lord answer your prayers and give you peace. In this way, Aaron and his sons will use my name to give a blessing to the Israelites, and I will bless them." Numbers chapter 7. Now on the day that Moses had finished setting up the tabernacle, he anointed it and consecrated it with all its furnishings and the altar and all its utensils. He anointed them and consecrated them also. Then the leaders of Israel, the heads of their fathers' households, made an offering. They were the leaders of the tribes. They were the ones who were over the numbered men. When they brought their offering before the Lord, 6 covered carts and 12 oxen, a cart for every 2 of the leaders and an ox for each one, then they presented them before the tabernacle. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Accept these things from them, that they may be used in the service of the tent of meeting, and you shall give them to the Levites, to each man according to his service." So Moses took the carts and the oxen and gave them to the Levites. 2 carts and 4 oxen he gave to the sons of Gershon, according to their service, and 4 carts and 8 oxen he gave to the sons of Merari, according to their service, under the direction of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. But he did not give any to the sons of Kohath, because theirs was the service of the holy objects, which they carried on the shoulder. The leaders offered the dedication offering for the altar when it was anointed, so the leaders offered their offering before the altar. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Let them present their offering, 1 leader each day for the dedication of the altar." Now the one who presented his offering on the first day was Nashon, the son of Amminadab, of the tribe of Judah. And his offering was 1 silver dish whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Nashon, the son of Amminadab. On the second day, Nethanel, the son of Zuar, leader of Issachar, presented an offering. He presented as his offering 1 silver dish whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Nethanel, the son of Zuar. On the third day, it was Eliab, the son of Helon, leader of the sons of Zebulun. His offering was 1 silver dish whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Eliab, the son of Helon. On the fourth day, it was Elizur, the son of Shedir, leader of the sons of Reuben. His offering was 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, one male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Eliezer the son of Shedeur. On the 5th day it was Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai, leader of the children of Simeon. His offering was 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai. On the 6th day it was Eliasaph the son of Deuel, leader of the sons of Gad. His offering was 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Eliasaph the son of Deuel. On the 7th day it was Elishama the son of Ammiad, leader of the sons of Ephraim. His offering was 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Elishama the son of Ammiad. On the 8th day it was Gamaliel the son of Pedazur, leader of the sons of Manasseh. His offering was 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Gamaliel the son of Pedazur. On the 9th day it was Abidan the son of Gideoni, leader of the sons of Benjamin. His offering was 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Abidan, the son of Gideoni. On the 10th day it was Ahiezer, the son of Ammishaddai, leader of the sons of Dan. His offering was 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Ahiezer, the son of Ammishaddai. On the 11th day it was Pagiel, the son of Ochran, leader of the sons of Asher. His offering was 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Pagiel the son of Ochran. On the 12th day, it was Ahira the son of Enan, leader of the sons of Naphtali. His offering was one silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one bull, one ram, one male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, five male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Ahira the son of Enan. This was the dedication offering for the altar from the leaders of Israel when it was anointed. 12 silver dishes, 12 silver bowls, 12 gold pans, each silver dish weighing 130 shekels, and each bowl 70. All the silver of the utensils was 2,400 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. The 12 gold pans, full of incense, weighing 10 shekels apiece, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. All the gold of the pans, 120 shekels. All the oxen for the burnt offering, 12 bulls. All the rams, 12. The male lambs, 1 year old, with their grain offering, 12. And the male goats for a sin offering, 12. And all the oxen for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 24 bulls. All the rams, 60. The male goats, 60. The male lambs, 1 year old, 60. This was the dedication offering for the altar after it was anointed. Now when Moses went into the tent of meeting to speak with him, he heard the voice speaking to him from above the mercy seat that was on the ark of the testimony, from between the two cherubim, so he spoke to him. Numbers chapter 8. The Lord said to Moses, "Give Aaron the following instructions. When you set up the seven lamps in the lampstand, place them so their light shines forward in front of the lampstand." So Aaron did this. He set up the seven lamps so they reflected their light forward, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. The entire lampstand, from its base to its decorative blossoms, was made of beaten gold. It was built according to the exact design the Lord had shown Moses. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now set the Levites apart from the rest of the people of Israel, and make them ceremonially clean. Do this by sprinkling them with the water of purification, and have them shave their entire body and wash their clothing. Then they will be ceremonially clean. Have them bring a young bull and a grain offering of choice flour moistened with olive oil, along with a second young bull for a sin offering. Then assemble the whole community of Israel and present the Levites at the entrance of the tabernacle. When you present the Levites before the Lord, the people of Israel must lay their hands on them. Raising his hands, Aaron must then present the Levites to the Lord as a special offering from the people of Israel, thus dedicating them to the Lord's service. Next, the Levites will lay their hands on the heads of the young bulls. Present one as a sin offering and the other as a burnt offering to the Lord, to purify the Levites and make them right with the Lord. Then have the Levites stand in front of Aaron and his sons, and raise your hands and present them as a special offering to the Lord. In this way you will set the Levites apart from the rest of the people of Israel, and the Levites will belong to me. After this, they may go into the tabernacle to do their work, because you have purified them and presented them as a special offering. Of all the people of Israel, the Levites are reserved for me. I have claimed them for myself in place of all the firstborn sons of the Israelites. I have taken the Levites as their substitutes, for all the firstborn males among the people of Israel are mine, both of people and of animals. I set them apart for myself on the day I struck down all the firstborn sons of the Egyptians. Yes, I have claimed the Levites in place of all the firstborn sons of Israel. And of all the Israelites, I have assigned the Levites to Aaron and his sons. They will serve in the tabernacle on behalf of the Israelites and make sacrifices to purify the people, so no plague will strike them when they approach the sanctuary." So Moses, Aaron, and the whole community of Israel dedicated the Levites, carefully following all the Lord's instructions to Moses. The Levites purified themselves from sin and washed their clothes, and Aaron lifted them up and presented them to the Lord as a special offering. He then offered a sacrifice to purify them and make them right with the Lord. After that, the Levites went into the tabernacle to perform their duties, assisting Aaron and his sons. So they carried out all the commands that the Lord gave Moses concerning the Levites. The Lord also instructed Moses, "This is the rule the Levites must follow. They must begin serving in the tabernacle at the age of 25, and they must retire at the age of 50. After retirement, they may assist their fellow Levites by serving as guards at the tabernacle, but they may not officiate in the service. This is how you must assign duties to the Levites." Numbers chapter 9. The Lord spoke to Moses in the Sinai desert in the first month of the second year after they'd come out of the land of Egypt. The Lord said, "Let the people of Israel keep the Passover at the time given for it. Keep it at its given time, in the evening of the 14th day of this month. Keep it by obeying all its laws." So Moses told the people of Israel to keep the Passover. And they kept the Passover in the evening of the 14th day of the first month in the Sinai desert. The people of Israel did all that the Lord had told Moses. But there were some men who were unclean because they had touched a dead person, so they could not keep the Passover on that day. They came to Moses and Aaron that day and said to Moses, "We are unclean because we touched a dead person, but why are we kept from giving the Lord's gift at its given time among the people of Israel?" Moses said to them, "Wait, and I will listen to what the Lord will tell me to do with you." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Say to the people of Israel, if any one of you or your children touch a dead person and become unclean, or if you are traveling far away, even so, he may still keep the Passover to the Lord. They will keep it in the evening of the 14th day of the second month. They will eat it with bread without yeast and with bitter-tasting plants. They must not leave any of it until morning, and they must not break a bone of the lamb. They must obey all of the law of the Passover. But if a man is clean and is not away traveling, yet does not keep the Passover, he must be cut off from his people. For he did not give the Lord's gift at the time he was to do so. That man will be guilty of his sin. If a stranger staying with you wants to keep the Passover to the Lord and obey the law of the Passover, he may do so. You will have one law, both for the stranger and for the one who was born in the land." On the day that the meeting tent was set up, the cloud covered the meeting tent, the tent of the law. In the evening, it was over the meeting tent. It looked like fire until morning. It was like this always. The cloud would cover it during the day. What looked like fire would cover it during the night. When the cloud was lifted from over the meeting tent, the people of Israel would move on. Where the cloud rested, there the people of Israel would set up their tents. The people of Israel would move on as the Lord told them, and they would set up their tents as the Lord told them. They stayed in one place as long as the cloud rested over the meeting tent. Even when the cloud rested over the meeting tent for many days, the people of Israel would obey the Lord and not leave. Sometimes the cloud stayed a few days over the meeting tent, but they obeyed the Lord and stayed in that place. Then they would leave when the Lord told them. Sometimes the cloud stayed from evening until morning. When the cloud lifted in the morning, they would leave. If the cloud stayed during the day and the night, when it lifted, they would leave that place. Even when the cloud stayed over the meeting tent for 2 days or a month or a year, the people of Israel would stay in that place and not leave. They would leave when it was lifted. They set up their tents as the Lord told them, and they moved on as the Lord told them. They obeyed what the Lord had told them to do through Moses. Numbers chapter 10. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Make 2 trumpets of silver. You are to make them from a single hammered piece. You will use them for assembling the community and for directing the traveling of the camps. When they blow them both, all the community must come to you to the entrance of the tent of meeting. But if they blow with 1 trumpet, then the leaders, the heads of the thousands of Israel, must come to you. When you blow an alarm, then the camps that are located on the east side must begin to travel. And when you blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that are located on the south side must begin to travel. An alarm must be sounded for their journeys. But when you assemble the community, you must blow, but you must not sound an alarm. The sons of Aaron, the priests, must blow the trumpets, and they will be to you for an eternal ordinance throughout your generations. If you go to war in your land against an adversary who opposes you, then you must sound an alarm with the trumpets. and you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. Also, in the time when you rejoice, such as on your appointed festivals or at the beginnings of your months, you must blow with your trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, so that they may become a memorial for you before your God. I am the Lord your God. On the 20th day of the second month, in the second year, the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle of the testimony. So the Israelites set out on their journeys from the wilderness of Sinai, and the cloud settled in the wilderness of Paran. This was the first time they set out on their journey according to the commandment of the Lord by the authority of Moses. The standard of the camp of the Judahites set out first according to their companies, and over his company was Nashon, son of Amminadab. Over the company of the tribe of Issacharites was Nethanel, son of Zuar. And over the company of the tribe of Zebulunites was Elion, son of Helon. Then the tabernacle was dismantled, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari set out, carrying the tabernacle. The standard of the camp of Reuben set out according to their companies. Over his company was Elizur, son of Shedir. Over the company of the tribe of Simeonites was Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai. And over the company of the tribe of Gadites was Eliasaph, son of Deuel. And the Kohathites set out, carrying the articles for the sanctuary. The tabernacle was to be set up before they arrived. And the standard of the camp of the Ephraimites set out according to their companies. Over his company was Elishama, son of Ammiad. Over the company of the tribe of the Manassehites was Gamaliel, son of Pedazur. And over the company of the tribe of Benjaminites was Abidan, son of Gideoni. The standard of the camp of the Danites set out, which was the rear guard of all the camps by their companies. Over his company was Ahiezer, son of Amishaddai. Over the company of the tribe of the Asherites was Pagiel, son of Ochran. And over the company of the tribe of Naphtalites was Ahira, son of Enan. These were the traveling arrangements of the Israelites according to their companies when they traveled. Moses said to Hobab, son of Reuel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, "We are journeying to the place about which the Lord said, 'I will give it to you.' Come with us, and we will treat you well, for the Lord has promised good things for Israel." But Hobab said to him, "I will not go, but I will go instead to my own land and to my kindred." Moses said, "Do not leave us, because you know places for us to camp in the wilderness, and you could be our guide. And if you come with us, it is certain that whatever good things the Lord will favor us with, we will share with you as well." So they traveled from the mountain of the Lord 3 days' journey, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord was traveling before them during the 3 days' journey to find a resting place for them. And the cloud of the Lord was over them by day when they traveled from the camp. And when the Ark traveled, Moses would say, "Rise up, O Lord, may your enemies be scattered, and may those who hate you flee before you." And when it came to rest, he would say, "Return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel." Beloved, let's go back to chapter 6 and the blessing with which God told Moses to have Aaron and his sons bless the children of Israel. God said, "This is what they should say." Notice that God gave them the words to say. He didn't leave it up to their discretion. This blessing is directly from God. Here it is again. "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace." Let's break this down. It begins, "The Lord bless you." This means that God wants to bless his people. He wants the best at all times for his people. And it's not just about being happy. He wants the best for us. It's not about comfort. It's not about an easy life. He wants the best for us. "The Lord bless you." Then it continues, "and keep you." Can you think of a better place to be than to be kept by God, the giver and sustainer of life? Remember, these words are from God himself. This is not just a nice wish, beloved. "The Lord bless you and keep you." Continues, "The Lord make his face shine upon you." Some translations say smile on you, but for God's face to shine on us, I think, goes beyond a smile. I think it denotes a warmth, a well-pleased and satisfied glow of approval for His people. Beloved, when we are in Christ, God sees not just us, but us as the redeemed children we are because of what Jesus has done for us. The Lord truly can make His face shine on us because of that. And the blessing continues, and it says, "And be gracious to you. God bestows His loving mercy on us. He bestows His grace on us. The Lord turn His face toward you." I like the King James Version of this better. "The Lord lift up His countenance upon you." In other words, may the Lord pay attention to you. I think of when my boys were toddlers, I'd often be busy concentrating on a task. And when I'm concentrating on a task, my focus is like a laser focus. I'm completely into what it is I'm doing. And then one of the boys would come over to me and say, "Daddy," and I'd be steep in the work I was doing and not really hear them. "Daddy," and my focus would still be on the job. "Daddy, Daddy," maybe pull on my pant leg. And then I would turn my attention to them, and that was enough for them. Just by turning my face toward them, they knew that I loved them. Oh, to have the Lord of the universe lift up His countenance upon us. That's enough. And then it closes with, "and give you peace." Beloved, this is the peace that passes all understanding, a peace down to the center of your being, to your very soul, a peace knowing that as long as God is there, all is well and nothing can happen that He does not allow. And knowing that He is a good and loving God and He would never allow anything that is not ultimately good for us, that is enough. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance toward you and give you peace. I truly love this benediction, this blessing. The first time I truly heard it, I was at Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, and Pastor Chuck Smith spoke it. That was the way he closed every Sunday morning message, as far as I know. And I remember what a warm blessing it was. But no wonder. These are the words of God Himself, given to Moses, who gave them to Aaron and his sons to bless God's people. Hallelujah and amen. What are your thoughts, beloved? I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Please tell your friend about the podcast. Today, more than ever, people need to hear the word of the Lord. Don't you agree? Our reading tomorrow will be 1 Chronicles 15 through 19. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Be blessed. Bye.